Taste of Elyria event. We've sampled a lot here so far, and sure we're far from done. And one of the things that we sampled was a Smitty Burger. We've got Steph with us from Smitty. Steph, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you guys?
Well, we're great because
I was going to say, this is an easy job today, isn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. We had to sit back. They're bringing us everything.
This great food, talk a little.
You had the Smitty Burger come out to us, which really made our day as well. That was delicious, by the way. So lots of good things going. How are things going at Smitty's
right now? Things are wonderful at Smitty's. We cannot complain. So the weather's beautiful. The Indians are playing ball.
That's the truth.
You know, Cavs are in the playoffs. So what more can we ask for, right?
Right?
It's fabulous.
It's the best of all worlds.
Yes.
Well, it was written a few weeks ago, maybe more like a month ago. You guys are, what, 83 years in business now?
83 years, yes.
Holy cow, 83 years.
Now, our family has had it 25 years this year, but the business has been in the Elyria community since 1934.
Very nice.
Wow.
So pretty spectacular, and has been in business the entire time. Never closed. So open and serving the residents of Elyria and surrounding communities. So it's great. We're pretty proud of that.
What would you say is the formula for success for you guys? To sustain that for eight decades, that's pretty darn impressive.
It is impressive. And really, I just think that the number one thing is you have to stay true to what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, we serve a burger. We've expanded a little bit and done some dinner options, but that's what we're known for. So we try to do a really good job at it every time. And we've made it a point to get to know our customers and who they are and their families. So when you come in, we're waiting for you. And, you know, we're ready to serve you a great burger and catch up on what you've been doing. So it's a nice place. We're really proud of it.
Sure. And, of course, the Smitty's Burger is one of my favorite things on the menu. How far does that date back? You talk about how long you guys have been open there.
Well, we brought that sandwich with us when we bought Smitty's back in 1992.
Okay.
We purchased the business, and my dad had the sandwich in mind and just knew that he could do a good job with it and that the people would like it. So he was actually out of a job.
Oh, wow.
had lost employment here in town and was looking for something to do, did some other things, and the location came available. So he said, you know what, let's do this. We can do it. My mom, fortunately for us, was working. So he's like, I'm going to take a stab at this and see what we can do. And it's really been moving forward ever since. So,
wow.
Yeah, we ran with it. It was hard work, but we've kept the sandwich as it was when we brought it in 92 and just made sure that we do a good job with it. And we've met so many good people, and
sure,
they continue to come back, which is awesome. Kids go away to college. They're home on break. They got to come to Smitty's and get a Smitty Burger.
Yeah, of course.
We've had couples that have gotten married and wanted to give Smitty Burgers to their guests when they left. So they came and bought sauce so that they could make a burger for them. So it's really great to see that and the stories that we hear and how people have brought Smitty's into their families and made tradition. So it's awesome.
We are at Life Care Center of Elyria. It's the A Taste of Elyria event. We're speaking with Steph from Smitty's. I want to give you a chance to tell this story. The first time I was ever at Smitty's, Tim Alcorn told us the story about President Obama. Tell us how that all went down and how you guys were able to prepare for that. Or can you even prepare
you
for
something prepare
like that?
You can't prepare for that. We only knew that he came in January. And prior to that, I want to say it might have been in December, the Secret Service or representatives from his group that they were doing these hometown tours came to the mayor, was at his office and said, you know, if the president would like to stop somewhere, where would you recommend? And we were on a list of, I think, five to eight places, I think they said. So they came and ate at Smitty's. We didn't know. Checked it out. I think that they were looking at the location, the ease of access.
Yeah.
How do you get in and out? Are we going to be able to make this a safe stop for the president? So we knew we were on a list, but other than that, we didn't know anything else. So the day came that he was coming to town, we were actually a little bit unhappy because it was Friday, our busiest day of the week, and the entire city is incapacitated. I mean, you can't get anywhere. We have people calling for takeouts, and then they call and cancel because they're like, well, every road is shut down around you. We can't get to you. So we're like, well, the president's not coming here. My brother is an Elyria police officer. I called him. I'm like, do you know anything? We had people that were in Smitty's with their laptops. They're hanging out. I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, well, the president's coming here. I'm like, well, nobody told me the president's coming here. So it just was not a normal day. And then I called my brother one more time, and he goes, well, his entire itinerary has changed. He goes, that doesn't happen, so you better prepare.
Oh, well.
So I'm like, well, what do we do? So we just kind of waited, and there was a gentleman that was in there, and he's hanging out, and everybody's hanging out. And I'm like, sir, I understand you're waiting for your friends, but we are a business. If you're going to be here, you have to order.
Yeah.
So he did. Then he gets up, goes out in the parking lot, puts on a suit jacket, and comes back in with his friend, who is the head of the Secret Service. Wow. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just made this guy eat.
That's crazy.
But anyways, so he introduced me, and he said, I'm here to let you know that the president will arrive in 20 minutes. We need to search your entire facility. The people who are here can stay, but they have to agree to be searched. If they don't want to stay, then we'll escort them off the property, but we need to secure the facility.
Wow.
I said, yes, sir. Do whatever you need to do. So pretty much they had control of Smitty's at that point. They brought in dogs to sniff the area, make sure that we didn't have any explosives, which I'm like, we didn't even know you were coming. So we wouldn't have prepared. But it was really cool to see. The president came in the back door, and he was traveling with this documentary team. So he came in the back door, and about 50 people from his press team came in the front door, and it was amazing. It was the coolest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Do you feed them all, or was it just the president?
No, just the president and the mayor were together. They had been at Elyria Manufacturing, which is just up the street from us off of Cleveland Street, prior to that. So it was a perfect fit for them to go there first and then stop at Smitty's before traveling on to the college for his presentation. So I think just logistically, it worked really well.
Nice.
I like to think it's just because it was Smitty's and we've been in town since 1934 that they had to come and get a Smitty burger. But it was probably more the logistics worked really well for him. But he is and was the most charismatic, well-spoken individual I have ever met in my life. He greeted everybody in the building, shook everyone's hands. If you wanted pictures, he took pictures, talked with people. It was really amazing to watch. Very cool.
And the seat is still there, right?
The seat is still there. So we were able to remove the chair right after he left, and we put a plaque on it so that people would know that that's where the president sat, and then we keep it in the location where he sat. And it amazes me, the kids and people that come in still. It's been 10, I can't even tell you how many years now. And they want to sit where the president sat. And we have pictures on the wall. And it's really a piece of history. How often do you have an opportunity in your life to meet the president of the United States of America?
Yeah, how cool. I mean, that gives a great story to everyone who was in the facility that day,
And the kids didn't have school that day. So we had kids in there.
Wow.
And my children, I have two, I sent them to the babysitter because I'm like, I have to go to work today. So they did not get to meet the president, but I wish I would have thought differently. Had I known he was coming, I would have let my children meet
him. They let you live that one down? Mom sent us to the babysitter.
I did. But it was a work day. You got to go to work. But it was really cool. And I'll tell you what, it put Smitty's on the map.
That's cool.
I mean, Katie Couric was talking about Smitty's on the news.
Yeah.
I mean, that
That's
just
awesome.
Doesn't happen. But it was awesome, and it really, it gave us a great boost marketing, advertising-wise. I mean, I could never afford to buy advertising like that. So it was really incredible, and we like that we have a little piece of history on the wall. It's pretty cool.
Well, like you said, you got to serve the president.
Who
gets to say that?
I know.
Right?
Who gets to say that? But it was really, it was pretty awesome.
Well, Steph, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks for the burgers.
No, you're welcome. This is our first time participating in this event, so it's a great cause. We're glad to be here, and we hope more people come out. We're here till 7, so come out, support the American Heart Association. Great food, great people.
All right.
Great stuff. Steph, thank you again
very,
very much. Smitty's is famous for that Smitty burger, but when I went there, I actually had the wrap. And I don't look like a guy that eats a vegetable wrap very often. That was one of the best veggie wraps I've ever had in my life. It was awesome. It was so, so good.